This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We're hearing from travelers abroad who say they are thrilled now that the U.S. is lifting the pandemic travel ban that affected those in Canada, Mexico, and most of Europe. The AP's Julie Walker's got this.
The new rules allow air travel from previously restricted countries as long as the traveler has proof of vaccination and a negative COVID test. Land travel from Mexico and Canada requires proof of vaccination, but no test. Airlines are expecting more travelers from Europe and elsewhere and are increasing flights between the UK and the US by 21% this month over last month. US towns on the southern border have been devastated by a lack of business and are hoping Monday's reopening will bring a flood of visitors to the businesses that rely on them.
First Lady Jill Biden will visit an elementary school in Virginia today as the Biden administration encourages local school districts to host clinics to provide COVID vaccinations for children as young as five. Federal regulators have now approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. Investigators looking into why eight people died at a Houston music festival on Friday night are expected to examine the design of safety barriers and the use of crowd control. Georgia Rose was at the concert, and she says there were too many people in a small space and security couldn't handle it.
The security had to come over to us and like start strapping the rails, and they were even like holding it like the whole concert because the metal had literally started to break, and there just wasn't enough security telling people to like, you know, push back, because we were literally just like up against the rails and could like barely breathe.
The Roman Catholic Church in France has agreed to financially compensate clergy sex abuse victims. This is AP News. Pope Francis is worrying aloud about Ethiopia.
Pope Francis has decried the recent situation in Ethiopia and has pressed for dialogue over war. The pontiff told his weekly audience at St. Peter's Square that he was worried about the country, which has been shaken by a conflict for over a year. The war in Ethiopia's North Tigray region has killed thousands of people. Millions more have been displaced, leaving many struggling with severe hunger. The UN Security Council has called an end to the fighting. It has also requested access to areas of the country for humanitarian aid to tackle the hunger crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Munich, Germany, a man stabbed a 10-year-old boy in a department store. The child was wounded in the neck and shoulder. Police say he has severe injuries but is expected to survive. There is no known connection between the man and the child. The suspect was arrested at the scene. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.